But first, yesterday in Federal Parliament Question Time, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce was expounding on the virtues of a government road initiative called the Outback Way. This is 2,700 kilometres of road, which can take you from Winton in Queensland to Laverton in Western Australia via the Northern Territory, and much of it through the NT electorate of Lingiari. He had just been speaking with the Country Liberal Party's Jacinta Price.
She also mentioned some bad roads. Roads which over the last 50 years, in excess of 20 kilometres, where nothing has happened. She talked about the road from Alice Springs to St Teresa, and she said how work needed to be done on that. She talked about the road from Alice Springs to Kintore and the work that needed to be done on that. And she knows there's only one side of government that she can be a part of that will ever look after the people of the Outback, will ever look after the people of Lingiari.
I asked the Labor member for Lingiari, Warren Snowden, what he thought the Deputy Prime Minister was talking about.
To be very kind, I think the Deputy Prime Minister was off the reservation yesterday. Basically, he went on a rant claiming that the Coalition had spent money all over regional Australia and done all this work, including, he mentioned, the road from Alice Springs to Gingipurta.
Barnaby Joyce also mentioned CLP Alice Springs Mayor Damien Ryan as being a big promoter of the Outback Way, and that Boolia traffic in Outback Queensland would see a big increase.
Damien Ryan, he is a champion of Lingiari. He is a champion of the Outback Way. He is making sure that we drive this agenda forward. Mr. Speaker, they say that the traffic at Boolia will increase by 225%. That's a CSIRO. We know of transport companies that will make Boolia their base, bringing jobs out west, and there'll be jobs all the way through.
So, Warren Snowden, exactly which road is he talking about? And has he confused this road with another one?
I think he's just confused, and I say that politely. He was going on about the Outback Way, which we're all aware of, which has been supported by both sides of the parliament, which they've had forward funding put in place for. But I think this is all about trying to appeal to the CLP candidates to join the National Party. I think that's what that was all about. It had nothing to do with the real world, I can tell you that.
So has the road to Santa Teresa been fixed?
What we know is that the only money to be who has been spent on that road was spent by the Labor government when it was last in power, 8 years before, well, 9 years ago now, really. And there's no money, not a brass razoo, has been spent on this road by the Coalition since they've been in office.
So it's a bit surprising that the Deputy Prime Minister has brought into this a local community when it's really, he's talking about a big road going across three states.
His ignorance doesn't surprise me, but it is astounding for the person who's the leader of the National Party and the Deputy Prime Minister of the country. For him to go on a rant like this shows no respect for regional Australia, most particularly shows no respect for Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory.
I've actually been around some of that area. Not exactly around that area, but I know there's a lot of stony country around there, and the roads can sort of kind of disappear because everything seems a bit the same. So it's pretty important that there is some roadworks for people in these remote communities, isn't there?
In this particular case, I mean, this is relatively close to Alice Springs, so it's almost within commuting distance. It's about 90 to 100 k's. I forget the precise figure. And there's about 50 kilometres yet to be bitumenised. And the part that's not done is pretty very hard on vehicles. And it's been a complaint which has been made on an ongoing basis by the community. And it's something which we want to show some support for. But we saw no undertaking yesterday from Barnaby Joyce. So it's a bit uncertain as to what he actually wanted to achieve out of yesterday, apart from trying to use the name of an Aboriginal community near Alice Springs as part of a rant in the Federal Parliament.
I suppose the issue of the day was, what was the deal done by the Nationals with the Liberals to support the 2050 emissions targets that the Prime Minister will be taking to COP26 in Glasgow? What do you think of the deal that's been done with the details that are sort of dripping out at the moment?
Well, I noticed the Prime Minister's on his feet at the moment at a press conference revealing what was in their plan, so I've yet to see that. But it's a bit bit bizarre, isn't it? I mean, the Deputy Prime Minister himself opposes net zero emissions by 2050. The person they've elevated into Cabinet yesterday, Keith Pitt, who's not a bad person, by the way, but he's opposed to net zero emissions by 2050, he's been rewarded by being elevated into Cabinet. So that's part of the deal, clearly. So we've got a whole lot of climate sceptics now pulling the strings of the government. That's not what we should be having. And we need people who are believers and who are prepared to stand up and defend and actually progress climate policies which will actually have an ongoing impact and lessen the impact of climate change on Australia, but most particularly on remote parts of this country. I mean, I live in Alice Springs. We know it's getting hotter and drier. The pastoralists in the north of Australia understand the impacts of climate change. We need climate action now, and we need it to be very coherent and not this based on a deal can be done, what deals can be done between the National Party and the Liberal Party. I mean, it's just a scandalous way to run a government.
Warren Snowden, the ALP member for Lingiari in the Northern Territory, ending that report. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.